How many times have you been told, eat less, exercise more? Eat less, exercise more. Restrict, work out, do cardio, all while managing at a calorie deficit day in and day out.
Hello, regardless of what time of day it is, I hope you are having a wonderful day, whether it is at the very beginning and we're going on a walk together, or it's at the very end and you are cleaning up all the dishes after a crazy day. I'm glad that we get to spend some time together. I wanted to take a podcast episode way back from the archives, You might actually notice a difference in the way that I speak and my accent. As I was going through today's episode and going through the archives, I was like, wow, I really sound a little different. I'm glad to be able to share this with you. It's not very often that we get to pull an episode out of the archives and share something that's still so incredibly relevant today. In today's episode, I'm reading from pages 22 to 25 from a book that I wrote in 2015. It might have even been 2014, actually. 2014 on the ketogenic diet. So 10 years ago, this like next month is when I started eating a ketogenic diet. And so I wanted to read from the keto beginning. If you have a copy, you can follow along. If you don't, you're getting started on this journey and you have no idea what you're doing, how to do it. I outlined everything that I did for the first 30 days and the things that I would never do again and don't recommend. So it's a pretty good read. You can find more by going to healthfulpursuit.com/begin. Okay, let's just get started with today. Hey, my name is Leanne Vogel. I'm fascinated with helping women navigate how to eat, move, and care for their bodies using a low-carb diet. I'm a small-town holistic nutritionist turned three-time international best-selling author turned functional medicine practitioner, offering telemedicine services around the globe to women looking to better their health and stop second-guessing themselves. I'm here to teach you how to wade through the wellness noise to get to the good stuff that'll help you achieve your goals. We're supporting your low-carb life beyond the if it fits your macros conversation. Hormones, emotions, relationship to your body, workouts, letdowns, motivation, blood work, detoxing, metabolism. I'm providing the tools to put your motivation into action. Think of it like quality time with your bestie mixed with a little med school so you're empowered at your next doctor visit. Get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn about your body and how to care for it better. This is the Keto Diet Podcast.
How your metabolism works. Welcome to your metabolism. Now, the calorie for calorie mentality we've all been so stuck on isn't that accurate because there are many other factors that come into play in addition to just the energy derived from the food that you consume. So if you're using a calorie tracker and you are using one of those calculators to determine how many calories you need to eat in a day. Maybe your entire macro structure is set around all of these numbers. That macro structure is only based on the calories in, calories out mentality. It looks at your weight with your height, perhaps maybe your body fat is if it's an okay calculator, and then it spits out how much you're going to eat. But what it doesn't know is your food quality. When you eat your food, the thoughts and feelings you're experiencing as you eat, what's going on around you while you're eating, your overall mental well-being, who you're surrounded by, your genes, your current and historic relationship with food, how you feel about what you're eating. Are you quote-unquote breaking the rules, doing something quote-unquote bad? What point you're at in your monthly hormonal cycle? The balance or unbalanced state and health of your hormones, all of these factors plus more affect your individual metabolism. So getting hung up on the amount of calories you consume is really pointless because it's actually an extremely small piece of the puzzle. And in many cases, reducing caloric intake will not lead to any long-lasting life-altering changes. Now we get into thinking about your metabolism as an ever-changing and highly attuned structure that can react and adapt instantly to your surroundings and various stimuli to optimize your well-being. But problems can arise when the actions that you take in the name of quote-unquote health send the wrong message to your metabolism. Now, when necessary, your metabolism's feedback mechanisms allow it to adapt in an opposing direction to the messages it receives, adjusting hormones as it goes. So think of your metabolism as a teenager, okay? Whatever you tell it to do, it does the exact opposite. So picture this. Let's say that your body burns 2,000 calories every day. Now you decide that you want to lose weight, so you lower your intake to 1,500 calories per day, either by eating less or exercising more. Now you lose a bit of weight, but then you plateau, and at this point, the only way to lose more weight is by lowering your calories and working out even more. So what's happening here? Your metabolism is adapting to the environment, and it's adjusting its metabolic dials, aka your hormones, to decrease energy, increase cravings, and increase hunger because it's hungry. It's like, what's going on? We need 2,000 calories. Oh my gosh, we're eating 1,500. It was good, but now it's not good. We need food. And when these dials are adjusted as a result of negative hormone processes brought on by a reduction in calories, your daily energy requirement lowers. So using the previous example, your body goes from requiring 2,000 calories per day to making do with only 1,500 calories per day. And every time we lower, every single time we lower, it's cutting out things it doesn't need. So we wonder when we've been on a diet for a really long time, why our hair doesn't grow fast or our nails start to become weak because your body's thinking, I don't have enough resources for that.
We know that we lose muscle as we age and that this loss massively affects our ability to function. Like, I'm talking basic tasks here. Muscle is important for protecting our joints and also keeping our metabolism revving. Basically, you want muscle. And unfortunately, a lot of us just don't prioritize muscle maintenance or see it as an importance. And you may also be cringing at the idea of going to the gym and being able to maintain that muscle consistently. Yes, active moving is super good. And there's really nothing like it when it comes to the mood boost of pumping iron. So when I share about Urolithin A, I am not saying just to do this and you can maintain your muscle without movement. Well, like I am saying that because Urolithin A does do that, but I think pairing Urolithin A with exercise is likely the best path forward. So I started taking a product called MitoPure to boost my performance and improve muscular strength. And MitoPure has 500 milligrams per serving of Urolithin A, a postbiotic shown to have major benefits to significantly increasing muscle strength and endurance with no other change in lifestyle. Yes, you heard that right. I just said that it has major benefits to significantly increase muscle strength and endurance with no other change to lifestyle. It gives your body the energy it needs to optimize its cellular power grid through boosted mitochondrial health without changes to lifestyle or diet. Now imagine what it could do with your low carb diet and a walking goal or a lifting goal a couple of times per week. It took me a long time, like a couple of months, to introduce MitoPure to my day because it's so strong. Every time I took it, I almost had too much energy, so I really had to titrate up. MitoPure is the first product to offer a precise dose of Urolithin A to upgrade mitochondrial function, increase cellular energy, and improve muscle strength and endurance. They've created three ways to get your daily dose of 500 milligrams of Urolithin A in their product, MitoPure. They've got a delicious vanilla protein powder that combines muscle building protein with the cellular energy of MitoPure. Now, this product does contain whey protein. And then they have a berry powder that easily mixes into smoothies or just about any drink. This is dairy free. And finally, the soft gels, which is what I prefer because it's just easier. This is also dairy free. I love the starter pack idea though. If you can handle the dairy, the three forms of MitoPure to play around with which one is your favorite, top notch. So Timeline, the creators of MitoPure, is putting together a sweet little offer for you, 10% off your first order. So if you go to timelinenutrition.com/KDP and use the code KDP, you'll get 10% off your order. Again, that's timelinenutrition.com/KDP. I recommend trying their starter pack with all three formats and picking out your best format. Again, that's timelinenutrition.com/KDP.
So here's some signs that you may not be eating enough and you need to really take care of your metabolism. Perhaps your sleep is miserable. You've been stuck at the same weight plateau. You're tired a lot. You suffer from chronic constipation. You can't get off the blood sugar roller coaster. You're feeling dizzy, sweaty, shaky, or moody. You liken your mood to the Hulk. So you're like fine 1 minute and totally pissed the next. And another, the last one, is pregnancy seems unreachable. If you're having issues with your fertility, that's a big sign. Okay, so here's some metabolic markers. And this kind of less food is best approach without taking into consideration what our hormones like cortisol, adrenaline, insulin, and glucagon are doing has the potential to throw our hormones even further out of whack, damaging our metabolism and leading to issues with cravings, hunger, energy output, and more. So the problem is this is exactly what we're told to do, right? How many times have you been told, eat less, exercise more, eat less, exercise more, restrict, work out, do cardio, all while managing at a calorie deficit day in and day out. Just as we all look differently on the outside, we all function differently on the inside, and differences controlled by our individual metabolisms are very real. While the eat less, exercise more approach might work for some people, it may not work for you. A fact that, sadly, many of us have never actually been told, and it can be hard to actually believe in this. As somebody who hasn't tracked a macro or cared about that since 2015, I can tell ya, I'm about the same weight. In fact, I would say that I probably lost weight from that time where I was tracking actually, I know that I did. Okay, so it's all about our external factors and how we see our world and how we interact with our world that determines whether we hit success or not. Now, your body has an amazing feedback system in place to alert you of imbalances before they get out of hand. Many of these little signs and symptoms that you notice from day to day are actually the result of your metabolism attempting to communicate with you. I call these signs that point to whether your metabolism is functioning optimally as the 9 metabolic markers. If you've been experiencing noticeable fluctuations or changes in 3 or more of the following markers on a regular basis, it could be your body's way of telling you that your metabolism needs support either through a ketogenic diet or a more nutrient-rich diet, an increase in overall caloric intake, or a combination of all 3. Now, if you're unsure of which this is, I outline all of this in the Keto Beginning so you have a step-by-step plan of attacking it. Again, you can grab your copy at healthfulpursuit.com/begin. Okay, so the 9 metabolic markers are hunger, energy, cravings, body weight, water retention, sexual function, mood, digestive function, and menstrual function. So it's really interesting. When I was preparing the Keto Beginning, I just found keto. I was so excited. I had been practicing holistic nutrition at that point for 8 years. I had my private practice. I was meeting with clients. Everything was hunky-dory, but I was experiencing hunger, energy issues, cravings, body weight issues, water retention. I had no sexual function. My mood was all over the place. My digestion was like dead, and I hadn't gotten a period in 7 years. So it's so cool to look back on this. I remember writing these 9 metabolic markers and being like, oh my gosh, I'm teaching people how to do this and my body's a hot mess. To be sitting here now in 2020 being like, got it. Don't experience this anymore. This is awesome. I totally am with my bod. I experienced none of this. It's so cool. It's so, so cool. So really understanding that you are on the same side as your metabolism and it's trying to communicate with you. Hunger is a big piece of this because hunger is really a natural reaction during your first couple of weeks on the ketogenic diet. And as your body figures out what fuel it's supposed to be using, you can be hungry a lot. And this is a completely natural process. Like, it's very good to feel hunger, Okay. It is not something you need to feel shame or guilt about. And I think a lot of us have that. And don't worry, the hunger you experience during this adaption period is not an indication that your metabolic hunger marker is off. Just eat, have some fat, and remind your body that it's fat that it needs.
Whether you're keto, low carb, paleo, or somewhere in between, electrolytes facilitate hundreds of functions in the body, including the conduction of nerve impulses, hormonal regulation, nutrient absorption, and fluid balance. This is amplified on the ketogenic diet, but every human requires this balance. When you have adrenal hypo or hyperfunction, this affects your body's sodium-potassium balance. If you get headaches behind your left eye, that's a good sign you need sodium. If you get headaches behind your right eye, that's a good sign that you need potassium. I cannot tell you how many of my one-on-one clients come to me with an imbalance in electrolytes in some way, whether that be displaying in headaches, muscle cramps, fatigue, sleepiness, or seen right there in their blood work or their hair tissue mineral analysis. Much of this is improved with proper electrolyte supplementation. Now, I consume a lot of packets a day. There are days where I'll have 3 or 4 packets of Element a day, but I definitely always have at least one. And not just any type of electrolyte packets. It has to be Element, because there's no sugar, there's no fillers, there's no color, there's no artificial anything. It is crazy what other electrolyte brands will put in their packets. No, thank you. Now, what I really, really ultra love about Element is the balance of electrolytes. They have 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium. Now, right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any order. That's 8 single-serving packets totally free with an Element order. This is a great way to try all 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. Get yours by going to drinklmnt.com/KDP. This deal is only available through my link. You must go to drinklmnt.com/KDP. And Element offers a no questions asked refund. So if you don't like it, contact them and get your money back, no questions asked. I gotta say, walking into my friend's house or jumping into a friend's car and seeing their Element packets on the floor or in a little container on their counter is literally the best feeling. The fact that I get to share this product with you guys and you get to love it as much as I do is such a gift. Again, if you go to drinklmnt.com/KDP, you can get your free sample pack with any order.
The last bit to today's episode, I want to talk a little bit more about calorie restriction because it really ties into your metabolism. So we've covered the 9 metabolic markers, and you want to remember that if you test positive for 3 or more, you've really got to look at your metabolism. This is so, so important. We've talked about signs you may not be eating enough, how your metabolism works, and we're going to finish it off with caloric restriction. Okay, so on the flip side of everything that I've just said, there are plenty of studies that link calorie restriction to overall health and wellness in the context of a ketogenic diet. Now, compared to a body burning glucose as its fuel, it is easier for a body in a state of nutritional ketosis to perform at a calorie deficit because when we're keto adapted, our bodies are primed to burn our fat stores as energy whenever our dietary intake is reduced. Now, the trick here is to not operate at a calorie deficit to the point of damaging your metabolism. The moment you begin experiencing any of the changes with the 9 metabolic markers that we covered earlier in today's episode, consider it a possible sign that something is out of whack and make an adjustment to address. But instead of looking at calorie restriction as good or bad, I try to see it as a tool that I can use at my discretion. Based on the information I've shared so far, we know that, 1, an epic decrease in calories combined with poor food quality, imbalanced hormones, intense training schedules, and copious amounts of stress isn't good for you. 2, a slight decrease in calories combined with high quality foods, a healthy relationship to movement, and nights of consistently restful sleep boosts our quality of life and makes us feel good. And regardless whether you are happy with the weight you're at, looking to lose, or trying to gain, once you're keto adapted, you will likely notice dramatic fluctuations in your overall food intake as time goes on. Now, some days I eat a lot. Like today is one of those days. Like, guys, I've had probably 6 meals. I'm just so hungry. I'm also ovulating today. Now, if I take the time to add up all my weekly calories, like from today where I've probably, I don't even know, like 4,000 calories minimum. But then if I add up today's and tomorrow's all the way up to 7 days and divide it by seven, I can just about guarantee you that I'm running on a deficit, because I can just about bet that tomorrow I'm not going to be hungry and I'm barely going to eat anything. I might even fast all day because I ate so much today. So you see, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing thing. Now, the keto beginning is a lifestyle change. It's less about forcing yourself to achieve your dream weight and more about allowing your body to slide naturally into its happy place. And the less we force this or any eating style on our bodies, the better. My success with this style of eating was ultimately achieved by allowing my body to figure out what it needed and where it wanted to be. So again, I just read from my digital program, The Keto Beginning. You can grab your copy by going to healthfulpursuit.com/begin.
I hope you enjoyed our time together today. You can find more about The Keto Beginning by going to healthfulpursuit.com/begin. That was the book that I read from today, and that was really highlighting the first 30 days of my ketogenic journey and what I would have done differently if I could do it again. So we'll see you back here for another episode next Tuesday. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Join us next Tuesday for another episode of the Keto Diet Podcast. Looking for more resources? Go to healthfulpursuit.com for keto meal plans, weight loss programs, low carb recipes, and oodles of free resources to get you going. The Keto Diet Podcast, including show notes and links, provides information in respect to healthy living, recipes, nutrition, and diet, and is intended for informational purposes only. The information provided is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, nor is it to be construed as such. We cannot guarantee that the information provided on the Keto Diet Podcast reflects the most up-to-date medical research. Information is provided without any representation or warranties of any kind. Please consult a qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding your health and nutrition program.